The man said nothing. His eyes clouded over as he opened the question up to Allah's judgment.
I asked you what you're going to do about it.
The man spread his hands.
Brother, I implore you to think about what you're making me do. We do not need to travel this path, but that is up to you.
Ghazi's face wrinkled with disbelief.
Why talk in riddles? Perhaps it is time for somebody to teach you a lesson about power.
Or I you.
The man's chin sank slowly to his chest. There were a few moments of silence in the cell, except for the howls of broken men that drifted down the prison's hallways. It was as if everybody was waiting for somebody else to make the next move. Finally, the man pinched his thumb and forefinger together and slashed them across his throat. He turned away, unwilling to confront the consequences of his failure, but then caught himself. It was important to watch, to remember that he must do better. Ghazi didn't react quickly enough. He seemed puzzled by the entire affair. A giggle began to bubble from his throat before his head whipped to one side as prisoners began to rush around the room, climbing on top of each other's shoulders in order to block the cameras.
What is happening?
Nobody spoke. The man watched as a practiced ballet unfolded in front of him. It had been a long time since his power had last been challenged, but the mechanics of enforcing it unfolded as though their mechanisms were frequently oiled. A small circle formed around Ghazi. He turned 360 degrees, twisting around and around as he searched for a threat. His chest was rising and falling with ragged intensity now. His eyes bulged as his head snapped from side to side. He staggered to a halt, staring wildly at the man who had set all this off.
I remember.
He lurched toward the leader.
I remember.
It was the last thing he ever said. Omar had emerged from the crowd like a ship from the winter fog. The big enforcer wasn't as strong as he had once been, but he was powerful enough. He wrapped one of his strong arms around Ghazi's throat and squeezed, kicking the back of the man's knees so that he staggered and fell. The interloper wriggled as Omar applied pressure to his neck and throat, tightening the vise with every passing second as he dragged Ghazi across the room, never allowing his scrabbling feet to gain purchase on the floor. It took almost a full minute before his death throes subsided. His entire body shook as neurons fired wildly inside his brain as it begged for oxygen, begging its host to do something, anything, to forestall the inevitable. And finally, he went limp.